The Treaty 6 flag and Métis Infinity flag are flying proudly in St. Albert. A flag-raising ceremony was held at St. Albert Place on Sunday, September 12th. The flag-raising was part of the recommendations in the 2019 Béhounan Reconciliation of St. Albert Final Report. Each flag has its own designated spot and will be on permanent display. St. Albert Mayor Kathy Herron says she is happy to finally have the flags up.
We formally dedicated the flagpoles, the two new flagpoles were added earlier this summer, but we really wanted to wait and do something special and have a ceremony. So this was the day that chosen. We were hoping to be out of COVID, but now we're right back in the thick of it. But anyway, so it was about permanently raising those two flags, the Métis First Nation and the Treaty 6 flag. Because as I said in my speech, we would fly them all the time for significant days, but it was always with a lot of regret that we would have to take them down. And so now they won't. We'll have them flying all the time, 24/7, 365 days a year.
She said the permanent flags were a long time coming.
It's long overdue. I've said that a few times today, and it's true. And I believe that there's a lot of excitement in the room today and a lot of emotion.
Grand Chief Vernon Watchmaker says it's the continuation of reconciliation efforts happening throughout the province.
On behalf of the Confederacy of Treaty 6 First Nations, that's one of our mandates to have more events with the local towns, MDs, so that we can bring forth, I guess, education, awareness of the relationship we have through treaty. And I think these events are not just a symbolic gesture, but the beginning of good discussions going to be taking place, you know, task force teams and so forth. So it's all good intentions.
Andrea Kuhl is Métis and was at the event to check out the raising of the Métis flag and tells us what the flag represents to her.
To me, the Métis flag is a significant image that shows our belonging and connection to our community. It's an honor and privilege to be a part of this ceremony today.
Dana Stromberg is the Indigenous Relations Coordinator for St. Albert. The flag raising kicks off a number of events in the city. Stromberg tells us about what will be happening during the rest of the week. The dance component will accommodate a maximum of 20 people at a time.
This week we're having three additional events. On Monday is the Métis Nation Narrative at River Lot 24. It's just going to be come as you want program, and we'll be speaking to past, present, and future of the Métis Nation. So I've got representatives from the Métis local there to present and speak on those details and share information. On Wednesday, we will have a traditional dance and craft night. So here, for 2 hours, there'll be a dance demonstration in the Arden Theater and then a craft making in Progress Hall.
On Thursday, there will be arts and culture demonstrations that are open to the public and following Alberta Health Services COVID-19 protocols. Stromberg adds,
is a arts and culture demonstration. So we've got a various artists coming to demonstrate different art forms such as quill work, seal skin work, beading, hand or finger weaving. And they'll be set up here in the lobby where folks can come and observe. And then there'll be a small take-home kit for kids to make an additional craft.
For further information about the events, check out the city's website at stalbert.ca or visit their Facebook page. For CFWE Radio, I'm Malika Kamakateo.